Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me.
Oh, well, we live. Oh, wrong question. Let me get you live.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. This is James Vaughn Christian Smith in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I want to welcome everyone to the call tonight. And we have some very, very special guests on the call tonight. And if Dr. Breakthrough is out there, I'm going to bring him forward and let him introduce our guests. And Maurice might be with us as well. Dr. Breakthrough, if you're there, take it away.
Hey, Bone Crusher Smith, former heavyweight boxing champ of the world. Appreciate you. As far as I know, you're the only heavyweight, former heavyweight boxing champion that was also a college graduate. So you used to make your money by beating people up. Now you make your money by empowering people with a powerful new concept we're going to hear about tonight from our special speaker, Danny Pacheco, who, by the way, is not just made multiple millions, but in multiple companies, but he made his money by helping and empowering people, and that's what he's going to do tonight. So listen, my friend, thank you for taking time out on a Friday evening, and I promise you, my friend, we had an incredible call last night, and we were able to get him back again. He's the master distributor for a new company with a new concept that could get this now potentially empower you and your family to have the biggest financial breakthrough that you have perhaps experienced to date if you'll take what he has to say and apply it. So, Danny, thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And, again, we appreciate your love for Christ, your love for people, and the power of explaining with such simplicity such a powerful concept. So take away, my friend, and would you empower the people tonight?
Well, thank you so much for that introduction, and I'm thrilled to be on here with you and Mr. Bone Crusher, and I hope I do a good job, because with a name like that, I wouldn't want to mess up this call. So been on the road for the last couple of days, went up to Las Vegas, Nevada. We had some business there with our CEO and founder, Mr. Armando Contreras, where I just left them here. We came back. We're in San Diego now. Met with some groups over here and just doing a lot of different things. But, guys, I am super excited about this company. I'm going to try to be very, very brief. We have a concept here that we've merged three different industries together. And we've done it in a very, very powerful way. And one of those industries that we're going to talk about, which I'm super excited about, which is the cryptocurrency industry. You know, a lot of people still to this day, when they hear about cryptocurrency, they don't know how to react. Some people look like a deer that got caught in the headlights. You know, they're confused. They don't know what you're talking about. And then the second person might be a little bit unsure. How does it affect me? What is it all about? And that was me 3 years ago, guys. 3 years ago, I have a software development company, and we do software for trading, and we sell that all around the world. And we had picked up about 200 customers in Argentina, and the economic climate in Argentina at the time was no money. You could send money to Argentina, but you couldn't send money outside of Argentina. The banks were being controlled by the government. And so within that economic climate, people were looking for opportunities and wanted to get into the trading space. And so they were buying our software. And you know, our software ranged from $1,200 to $5,000. And they cannot send the money. They couldn't pay for our service. And so what they wound up doing was open up bank accounts in Chile, which is a neighboring country, and they were wiring us money. And it was a very inefficient way to do business, because it would take 3 days to reconcile, even though you and I know that the money didn't get on a plane and come over to the U.S. However, they were paying $50 for every wire, and we were paying $15 to receive it. So a good friend of mine said, hey, why don't you take Bitcoin? and I was like, I had heard of Bitcoin. I was aware of it, but I was unsure. See, that's the second type of person right now. They're unsure of what it means to them. And I didn't know what the benefits were from a vendor perspective. I didn't understand that the fees were almost non-existent. I didn't understand that there were no chargebacks or holdbacks. I didn't know that I could reconcile and look at the payment immediately and then maximum wait 24 hours for that to actually reconcile. So I didn't know. I wasn't educated about it. So what ended up happening was we took in about 200 customers that paid with Bitcoin, and that was when Bitcoin was about $240. And then once I educated myself and understood that I wasn't risking the fluctuation of the currency, I was going to be able to lock in that rate and turn it into cash, I then deposited that money into our bank account. And so I was taking in Bitcoin and turning it into cash. Let me say that again. I was taking in Bitcoin at 240 and turning it into cash. Yes, I educated myself on the benefits of the vendor side of things, but what I hadn't educated myself is on where the expert said this coin was going to go. And so this is also a cautionary tale because today, if I'm not mistaken, Bitcoin is right now hovering around 1190. Well, it was this morning. I don't know where it is right now. But if you think about that, folks, we were taking it in 3 years ago at $240. Today, one Bitcoin is worth $1,191. So that's huge. So that's the first industry that we need to understand. And we need to understand that it's the next evolution of where money is going. It is the newest expression of money. It's the newest currency that exists. It's digital currency. And so when people really understand what's happening in the world of money, they get super excited. And hopefully by the end of this call, you're going to be just as excited as I am and as excited as the leadership that's on this call right now. Because in my lifetime, I've seen money go from cash to checks to credit cards to PayPal's, Apple Pay and Google Pay and all these types of payment solutions, which we're already using electronic money. We're already using digital money. But the next evolution of that is called cryptocurrency or digital money or e-currency or virtual money. It's all the same thing. And what's really cool about this is that when there's change, there's opportunity. And so when this started about in 2009, to 2007, Bitcoin has been king. It literally started for 2 years with zero value, and now it's over $1,100, almost $1,200 today. But the good news is that there's been a new industry that's opened up in these last 7 or 8 years. So what's happened is there's other alt currencies that's come out. In fact, coin number two on the market is called Ethereum. Now, that one's backed by Microsoft, and over $400 million have been dumped into that technology. And if we can agree that technology has advanced, that means that now it's quicker, faster, more advanced, and you know, people could use it. But the most important thing that gives a cryptocurrency its value is usability. It's being able to use it. It's liquidity, being able to spend it. And so what happened was Bitcoin has over 2 million retailers that accept it. Now, this is important. This is important information that you're hearing right now because it's going to lead into everything that we're going to talk about today. Because in the analysis that iPro Network did when they first launched and merged all three of these industries together, it needed to know where cryptocurrency was being accepted. And what they found was that 81% of cryptocurrency is being spent for online shopping. Now, that presents a unique opportunity, folks, because when you understand that the new money is being spent online, and when you realize that our own spending habits as consumers have shifted from brick and mortar to click and order, and that's something that you really need to understand. All these retailers after Christmas of this year started shutting down massive, massive amounts of stores. Macy's alone shut down 100 different locations. And so I believe it was this year, I'm not sure where I heard this fact, but this year there was more sales during the Christmas season online than in actual brick and mortar locations. And so we're changing, we're adapting, and we're adapting to everything going digital. And this happened when the internet hit. The internet has affected every area of our lives. In fact, when I got involved in this industry kicking and screaming 11 years ago or 10 years ago, because there was a shift in telecommunications, analog phone lines were going digital. And I remember back in 2006, we were telling people, hey, by 2012, every single phone line, every cell phone line, every communication is going to be digital. And guess what? It happened, folks. It happened. We were able to listen to the people that were predicting these things to happen, people that were a lot smarter than us, that were in the mix of everything. And when we saw the technology and the benefits of it, we said, hey, this is going to go. And guess what? It did. And we got ahead of that curve. And because we did, folks, we're able to make multiple seven figures in telecom. We spent 7 years in that industry and met a lot of amazing people. They listened as well. They made tens. Some of them made tens of thousands of dollars. Some of them made hundreds of thousands of dollars. And some of them wound up making seven figures. Now, there were also the people that did not listen, folks. And this is very important. This is very key. Because opportunities, they come by us all the time. And this is one of those times where you're being presented with a shift in technology once again. And the internet has affected every area of our lives, and it's going to affect the way we use and store money. Just like in telecom, the people that didn't listen, they wound up being consumers. They are using digital phone lines today. They're not profiting from them, but they're still consumers. So sometimes we are forced to adapt whether we like it, whether we accept it, whether we believe it or not. And that's why it's so important to do your research and due diligence and understand the brightest minds in business today are already heavily involved. The banks are involved. The governments are involved. Banks like Santander Bank in Europe. Banks like the China Central Bank. You have Bill Gates. You have Richard Branson. You have the Winklevoss twins. You have Tim Draper. You have the guy that invented Netscape, Mark Anderson. You have all sorts of people that are wildly, wildly successful in our day, and they're all heavily involved in blockchain technology, which is the underlying technology that allows cryptocurrency to exist. And so none of these things that we're talking about today would even be possible if it wasn't for the internet. So it was only a matter of time before it affected the way we spend money and the way we store it. And so that's the first industry that we need to understand. Now, what's really cool, guys, is that the information that you're listening to right now, only 6% of the entire world population even knows that cryptocurrency exists, because up until now, it's mostly been speculation on cryptocurrency exchanges where people make money. It's a very, very small, because 6% know about it, that doesn't mean they're profiting from it. It's a very small number of people that right now are profiting from the information that you're listening to. So, folks, that is why we're so excited, because if the banks are involved here in the U.S., Bank of America, Chase Bank, eBay, and all these, Goldman Sachs and all these types of entities are involved in this, then the question is, why aren't we? And so that brings us to the second industry that I want to talk to you about today, which is the direct sharing economy. Now, what does that mean? Well, business is being done in a different way, and I'm going to give you a couple examples so that you really understand that. One example is Airbnb. And Airbnb, over the last decade, has surpassed the Hilton brand. If you've never heard about Airbnb, I'm sure you probably heard about Hilton. Hilton owns massive amounts of real estate, and in just 10 years, a website that connects travelers with places to stay from private residences that are offering a better deal than hotels to people that are traveling has surpassed the $50 billion mark in just 10 years. Now, folks, that is huge, because it took the Hilton brand probably about 50 years to get there. But all of a sudden, because here's the point that I'm trying to make, is that it's not something that's revolutionary that was offered, but it was in the way that it was being offered. It was in the expression of how it was being offered, of communicating and connecting people to save money, to do things in a more efficient way, in a more disruptive way, and that's what happened. Now, if you look at, for example, the taxi industry, that's been a monopoly that's existed since forever. Well, Uber, all of a sudden, guess what? It broke that monopoly. You can now you know, with an application that you're using over your digital phone with data. Guys, that's not revolutionary. We've been doing that since the wheel was invented. But it was in the way that it was being done. It was in the new expression of that transportation that made the difference with Uber. And that's the direct sharing economy. It's cutting out the middlemen, folks, where all of us can share and profit together. So when we merge that concept with the trend in e-commerce, which is what's happening right now, and I said it at the beginning of this call, that sales have been declining over the last 10 years. Why? Because all of a sudden the internet started affecting our spending habits. So now think about that for a second. We just talked about money, and now we're talking about shopping, where we're spending our money. Well, the future of money is cryptocurrency, and 81% of that is going to online shopping. Well, it only made sense to get involved in e-commerce. And so what we have right now is a model where you could become a business owner and have a business within a business and another business opportunity on top of that. There's three different distinct opportunities here. And that's why I'm so excited about iPro Network, because it brings all of this together. Now, how does it do that? Well, because it offers a cash back program paid in cryptocurrency. And this is huge, guys. This is what you need to understand, that this has never been done before. We have a model, a platform, where you're going to be able to shop and save money. Now, I know people love to shop, and I know that people love to shop and save money. And I know that people love to shop, save money, and make money. This is huge, folks, because you're going to be able to do so in a way, in a different expression that's never been done before, where you could go to 4,500 different retailers through a portal with a browser extension or with an application that you download to your Apple phone or your Android phone, and be able to shop in a seamless manner where this application is for free and you could share it for free. And every time somebody shops at one of these 4,500 different retailers, including places like Best Buy, including places like Kohl's, Amazon, and all of these retailers, folks, and you're going to be able to earn cash back, but it's going to be paid out in pro currency. That's P-R-O, pro currency. Now, what are the benefits of that? Well, think about it this way, folks. I told you the story of Bitcoin a little while ago. Now, imagine if you could turn back time and there was an application with 4,500 big box retailers, and that every time you shop, you were earning Bitcoins. Every time you shop. That's huge, because if you kept it as Bitcoin and it was worth, you know, 0 to 10 cents when it first came out, now all of a sudden today it's worth $1,100 or close to $1,200, would you be upset? And the answer is no. So think about it this way. Today, Pro is at 0.04 cents. So if you go to shop, now I'm just going to give you, and I want you to, this is a hypothetical. Let's say you go in to Best Buy, right, online, and you shop and you buy a TV with all the extras and, you know, the latest and greatest and all of that. And all of a sudden, you earn $100 as a reward in USD value. Well, you would take the current price of the coins, which is 0.04, and divide it into $100. Now, that would give you the number of coins that you would have. Now, what happens, folks, is that let's say those coins, you know, 7 years from now, let's stick to the Bitcoin story, right? Because it took Bitcoin 7 years to get from 10 cents all the way up to 1,200. Well, what if you started shopping today, and every time you shop, you started earning pro currency, and you got it at the price of 0.04, which is the current price today. And let's say that coins, you know, a few years from now, 7 years from now, and I'm not going to ask you to think about 1,200. I'm going to ask you to think, is it possible that with all of the advances of technology, and with four different applications and innovations within the cryptocurrency world that Pro is bringing to the table that I'm going to talk to you about in just a second, is it possible that this could go to at least a dollar? If the answer is yes, here's my next question. Let's say you had 1,000 coins and, you know, 7 years from now went to a dollar. Would you be upset? The answer is no. Or maybe the answer is yes. Maybe you're like, man, I should have bought more TVs or I should have bought more stuff so I could acquire more of these coins. But that's just step one. The first application that's being released is going to be the Coin Back Rewards Program. That's the first one, but that doesn't stop the innovation. That's just the beginning of the innovation. The second application that we're going to release, folks, is going to be an application that educates merchants and vendors. Important that you understand this, because one of the easiest ways to promote something is gamification. And that merchant app, what it's going to do, it's going to have a series of quizzes on there where you're going to be able to give a business a free application. That free application is going to teach them all the benefits of allowing your business to accept cryptocurrency as a form of payment. And as a reward for going through those quizzes and all that information, the education on all of the benefits, they're going to get free coins as well. So that's the second release, folks, and that's another quarterly release after the initial rebate rewards program comes out. Now, the third application, folks, that's going to be released is going to be an application that is an exchange wallet. And that exchange wallet will allow you to house different cryptocurrencies. And what that the innovation there, folks, is that people are going to be able to, within that wallet, without ever having to leave the wallet and go to an exchange because it'll be API'd, guess what? They're going to be able to do the conversion within their own wallets. So that's number three. Number four, and this is the end game, folks. This is where, if you could dream a little, you need to understand that right now, in the market today, there are only two currencies that can go straight from cryptocurrency to cash. Well, for the first quarter of next year, Pro is releasing an application that will allow Pro to go to cash. So they're looking to be the third coin on the market that can go from cryptocurrency to cash. Now, guys, with all of that information that I just gave you, with the innovation of having a rebate program where I can earn these coins for just simply shopping and getting rewarded for them, and with an exclusive 100% coin back program with featured IPM products that I'm going to talk to you just briefly, is it possible that within the next 7 years that we could get to a dollar? Now, I'm not talking about $1,200. I'm just talking about a dollar. Now, if that's possible in your mind, folks, then today is probably going to be one of the most important conversations that you have with yourself. Because that's what's coming. And you're hearing it here through the leadership that's on this call. Now, here's what I know about the leadership that's on this call. They're connected to people that I've been working with for the last 10 years. People that I know and trust 1,000%. And because they're working so tightly with the leadership that I know, which is Mr. Maurice, Mr. Sal, these are gentlemen that are just phenomenal leaders in the industry, massively successful at what they do. And I know that because we're on this call today, that they're working very, very closely with this team. And that's very important. So whoever invited you to this call, I want you to at least, you know, say, hey, thank you for letting me know. Because what we have here is a movement, guys, that is just exponentially growing every single day. We have people coming in from Australia, from New Zealand, from Spain, from the UK, from Africa, from here in the United States, from Mexico. We have a meeting scheduled next week where we're going to have a couple hundred people out of Baja California. We have another event on March 11th where we're expecting at least 500 people over in Denver. We have another event coming up that's going to be in Tennessee. We have, about 30 meetings that I know of that are going off around the United States every single week. So there's a lot of activity, and here's why. This is something new. This is something fresh. It's a new expression of doing business. So we have the cashback. We have the e-commerce. We have the trainings in e-commerce that allow you to have a business within a business. And then you have the direct sales model that allows you to share this opportunity with other people and get paid. Now, folks, because we're on a call right now, I'm not going to go into all the elements of our rewards program and how our compensation program works. Just know this, that this is by far, in the industry today, the most explosive and powerful compensation model that's ever been attached to anything in the cryptocurrency space. Now, here's a couple of things that I do want you to understand. I understand cryptocurrency from the vendor standpoint, from an investment standpoint, and from the development standpoint. So here's what I want you to understand, that if you've been in crypto before, that's fine. If you understand cryptocurrency, that's fine. Here's the thing. We have to do a line of separation between every single thing that's out there that's attached to any form of cryptocurrency. And here's why. Because we are a real currency, folks. We are completely open sourced. We are completely decentralized. We have coins that are going to be able to be mined in the most authentic and most advanced and innovative way that exists today. So we can all agree that technology has evolved from having mining racks back, you know, 7 years ago to how it is today, which is a seamless and almost automatic process. So, folks, we have the innovation. We have the technology. We have the game plan. And this is important because the leadership, the combined leadership that's in this company has decades, folks, of experience in the direct sales model and at least 25 years in IT platform development. And when you combine all of that with the financial backing that this company has, then you have a winning combination. So we have all of that together for you today, guys. And so right now, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause because I could go on and on and on. I absolutely love what we're doing. We have a tremendous, a powerful model that's never been done before. And I know that you've heard that before, guys. I know it because I've been in this industry and I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly. And there's absolutely nothing out there in the crypto space or the e-commerce space that has anything like what we have here today. So I'm going to pause real brief, and, you know, if you have any, I'm not sure if who's leading the call, if it's Dr. Breakthrough or if it's Mr. Bone Crusher, we could open up the line. If there's any specific questions that anybody has, we could dive into that. Or if you guys want me to keep going and talk to you about the compensation structure of the company.
Hello, hello.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, Danny.
Yes,
I tell
can.
You, this is powerful. I'm sure we'll have a few folks with some questions, but let's go. Let's get ready to go do a little bit into the compensation plan. And then open up for questions, because then that
okay,
way we'll
perfect.
Have a full scope, if you don't mind. So, yeah, man, you're
right,
doing a great
no
job.
Problem.
Keep it up.
No problem. Okay. Well,
and by the way,
sure
if, you mind,
this guy.
if you don't mind, throw those few three things in of why you, as being a multiple seven-figure earner in multiple companies, why you chose this company to put your flag as the master distributor. We've got some very high-hitting, high-level network marketers on the line, and I think that would help, and then jump into that compensation plan. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah, that's a very, very good point. You know, there's probably not just three reasons. There's a lot of different reasons, but, you know, one of my passions is helping people. And when I saw this as a model that gave people three different opportunities to make money, because there's different types of people. There's going to be the people that are going to be attracted to the program simply by buying one of our packages. When you purchase one of our packages, folks, there's 100% coin back. That means that if you get involved with us today, whether you start with $100 or our top package, which is $5,500, now what do you get there? Well, you're buying e-commerce training. Now, these aren't just trainings that we just kind of slapped together. These are trainings that over the last few years has developed 20,000 students with tons and tons of testimonies of life-changing income with people that are learning how to use the power of the internet, the power of online shopping, and develop products and services in their own brands and just being an expert in e-com, super excited about that part because I've actually seen the quality. I've been at the events where some of these products were developed. And so that's pretty exciting. So when you start at $100, you know, you have the opportunity to learn and have the foundations of how to start an e-commerce business. And then it goes up from there all the way to $5,500, which has and includes software that gives you the automation. It gives you training on Shopify. It gives you training on Amazon. And it gives you all of the traffic building tools to be able to have a successful business. So each one of these modules builds upon the last one. But what's really unique is that if you wanted to do a business in e-com, well, number one, you don't have to chase family and friends, right? Because you can make money just from the trainings. And I'm talking about life-changing income. Some people have made hundreds of dollars to thousands of dollars to seven figures. That's how successful people can be in that space. So that was one thing. But then the other opportunity is for the people that, well, you know, I want to get involved because I have an opportunity to get 100% coin back with these products. Like, if you're like me, you know, I was like, you know, I was like, you know, I talked to my oldest daughter and I said, hey, look, I'm going to get this package. I want you to do the e-commerce side of it. And I was excited because I was going to get 100% minimum of the value of those packages in pro currency. Because all of a sudden, now I'm kind of throwing a pass to myself in the future because of everything that I just described to you about the applications and the releases that are going to come within the crypto space to this innovative new coin. I understand what the potential is there, and I got super excited because there, I don't have to do the e-commerce if I don't want to. But I have the ability to throw a pass to myself to the future of where this coin could potentially go. So that's another opportunity. But then the third opportunity that really excited me is like, oh, my God, I have the best of both worlds. If people don't want to do this or don't want to do that, but they can share this with other people, they could still make money on top of that. And when they earn, they could earn 70% of that in cash and then 30% of that in coins. I was like, oh, my God, this is exciting. So that was the first reason, because I saw that this was an opportunity where there was something for everyone. Now, secondly, this is where I started to analyze the company itself. And when you look at a company, there's five things, guys, that you have to look at. So hopefully I'm not boring you guys, but I'm going to go through these right away because whether you get involved with us or you get involved with somebody else, this is what you have to look for. Five different things. We're going to go from top to bottom. And it's not in order of importance, but these five things have to exist in a business for that business to go. Number one, you have to have the capital. You have to have the money behind it to pull it off. And that's all I'm going to say about that because that's self-explanatory, to have the experience. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have all of the experience, but you have to be able to get it, acquire it, have it. So that's so important, guys, because if you don't have the experience, I don't care how much money you have, you're not going to get it done because you're not going to be able to sidestep the landmines that only come from experience. Number three, operations. Operations have to be dialed in, and that's everything. That's from customer service to fulfillment to legal to just every area account. Every area of the business has to be in line, and there has to be experts in that field in IT. Obviously, we're an IT company, so that has to be dialed in 1,000%. So the operations and the day-to-day running of the company has to be in the hands of people that are qualified to be able to do so. Then you have marketing. Okay, you have marketing. And what method of marketing has this company decided to use to take their product to the end user? Is it TV? Is it radio? Is it direct mail? Is it email? Is it, all the different types? Is it online marketing? Is it network marketing? Is it, you know, we are a network marketing company, so obviously the marketing here is word of mouth, which is the most powerful way to do so. So we have that covered because as networkers, probably one of the biggest things that we can't do is be quiet about it. And then the last thing, folks, And this is the least important of all of these, okay? This is the least important. But we're so fortunate, we're so blessed, and we're so lucky to be able to have the very, very best in this category. The very least important of the five that I just talked about is the product. That's the least important. Now, we're so blessed because in that, and when we're talking about product, we have phenomenal products. We have awesome products. So we have all of those five things. Now, this is important, guys, because look, if you don't believe me, I'm gonna prove it to you, in this next statement. McDonald's sells more hamburgers than anybody else. Okay, I just happen to be sitting in the parking lot of a McDonald's, not because I wanted their burgers, but I had to pull over so I could do the call. So it's so funny because I'm looking at the Golden Arches here, but I hate their hamburgers. They're no good. I've eaten better hamburgers, in a ton of places that nobody's even heard of. But they have all of those other four things that I talked to you, they have. They have their operations dialed in. Every single department, everything is seamless. Everything is flawless. You walk into a McDonald's here and you walk into one in China, it's the exact same thing. They have systems and processes, and that's what makes them successful. So even though their hamburgers are lousy, and that's just my opinion, if there's some McDonald's lovers here, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I just don't like their food. But at the end of the day, they sell more than anybody else. So the product isn't really the most important thing. Now, we're fortunate enough that we have all those other things, and we happen to have fabulous products and services, and we have a new and innovative way to show them off to the world, and that's powerful. Now, folks, the other side of it is the experience. You have to have that experience. I'm going to touch on this just real quick because if you don't have the experience or the operations dialed in, here's what happens. And I think you've probably heard this many, many times where people say, well, restaurants, they go out of business, right? 9 out of 10, they all go out of business. And so I asked myself this question a long time ago, like, why does that happen? Why does that happen? Why does so many restaurants start and they go out of business at a higher rate than most businesses, which are already risky propositions to begin with? So I started analyzing that, and I came up with this. And this is my own opinion, okay? The reason why restaurants fail the most is because cooks open up restaurants. Here's what happens, okay? We've all been in a scenario where we're complimenting somebody for cooking a meal, and we're like, oh, my God, you cook so incredibly well. You should open up a restaurant. Well, if that person has an inkling, just an ounce of entrepreneurship in their mind, they're going to say, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. But it's a cook opening up a restaurant. So what happens is if they don't have experience in the ops, if they don't know where to buy, they don't have purchasing experience, they don't know about quality control and inventory, they don't know about the regulations in that industry, they don't know about, handicap access, they don't know how to, there's so many different things that you need to know how to do beyond just cooking good food to have a successful restaurant. And so when you have, and you're fortunate enough to have all of that experience within a company with phenomenal products and with a capital and with a marketing strategy and with the systems and process and the operations, then you have a winning combination. So that was number two. And number three, folks, and this is so important because this leads into what I'm going to talk about right now, is the compensation. Because you have to know that you're going to be paid what you are worth. And you are the one that decides what that is. And so you have to make sure that the effort is worth the reward. That's key. You have to make sure that the effort is worth the reward. Now, our compensation plan is structured very simply. It's very simple, but it's very powerful because of the expression in which that simplicity is given to the field. Number one is you have a fast start bonus. That's very simple. You make 10% of whatever package you sell. Now, our packages, folks, range from $100, $500, $15, $2,500, and $5,500. And these are all different levels of education within e-commerce. Now, each one of these courses builds upon the last one, and each one has a minimum of 100% coin back attached to it at the current value of 0.04. That's going to change, and whatever the current value of the coins are is what that is going to translate into USD. So, but I got a little off track there. So the Complan pays 10% of what is being purchased. So this is key, because somebody could start with as little as a $50 yearly activation. This is a yearly fee, but somebody can literally start with $50 and work their way up through sales volume through our entire compensation structure. But, you know, if you want to buy the trainings and you want to have the education and all of this, remember having a business within a business, then you might want to start with one of the other packages. Now, the second way you get paid in our business is through what we call a binary compensation. Now, I don't know if everybody on this call is familiar with binary compensation programs. And, you know, if we don't have the visuals, it's a little difficult to understand. But if you're brand new to the industry, now, if you're a veteran, and I heard that there's some leadership on this call, then let me speak to you right now. I believe personally the binary is the most fairest and most powerful and the quickest and fastest way to build a network. And when I first got started, I didn't understand how it worked, but I just did the work, and then I kind of reverse engineered it, and then I understood how it all worked. But basically you're going to get 10%. Now listen to this, 10% from you down to infinity with no levels to qualify, no hoops to jump through, and no moving the goalpost away from you when you're getting close, none of that. It's 10% of the weaker team volume from you down to infinity with no levels to qualify. Now, there's no flushing, folks. Okay, now this is important. These are the details that make something that's really good even better. Okay, there's no flushing of the volume, and that's key. So on top of that, folks, the binary income, you know, the spillover. If you stack people below leaders and put more leaders there, all that spillover counts for your binary compensation plan. So that's really huge. So we have unlimited depth with the compensation structure within the binary structure. Then we have the fast cash, you know, direct bonus for going out and selling a package, and that's 10%. But then on the binary side, okay, we have three different structures within that, because our structure is seven different volume centers that becomes one account. And again, we don't have the visuals to really fully understand what that means. But just on binary income alone with seven volume centers, you have the potential to make $350,000 per month. That's just binary income, guys, with seven volume centers, okay? Now, how that breaks down, we're going to be doing a comp plan training, and that's going to be a webinar, and you guys are all going to get notified about that. It's going to be a company thing, and we want you guys to fully understand the power of this comp plan. Now, on top of that, we have matching bonuses. Now, the matching bonuses get paid out in four levels. I've been in this industry now for about 11 years, folks, and usually when there's a matching bonus, it goes from high to low, right? And the reason why is because that creates more breakage for the company. Now, if you don't understand what breakage means, it means the difference of the money that you did not earn and nobody got paid on, yet the money came into the company, which means that's company money because nobody put a claim on that particular amount of money that came in. Now, typically, when there's a lot of breakage is when a company tells you, hey, we have 46 different ways for you to get paid, I run the other way, okay? Because if I have to explain 46 different ways of how I'm not going to make money, I'd rather go somewhere else. So this is very simple. There's four levels that you get paid on. And you start from low to high. And it's very strategic on why. Number one, you're going to match 10% of all of your directs, of all of your first level people. You're going to check match them at 10% with no volume requirements, with none of that. You get to match them when you come in at our $500 pack and above. You're already matching level one, which is fantastic. Now, folks, the cap there per week on that particular package, I don't have the presentation in front of me, but if memory serves me right, is about $7,500 per week. Now, that's huge because that'll put you at an income of about $30,000 per month. And you do the math, what the potential is that times 12 in a year. So you have that ability. Now, you match level one, that's 10% of binary income. So if you have somebody that goes out there and makes $10,000, then guess what? You're going to match that and you're going to make $1,000. That's on level one. Level two, you make an additional 10%. So if your people go talk to other people and we understand that the second level is going to be wider than the first level, well, you're going to get another 10%. So when your people go and refer other people, you're going to match their binary income by 10%. And then when they do the same thing, now this is where it gets interesting. When you get to your third level, which your third level should be wider than your first and your second level combined. When that happens, folks, we're going to double the amount of the check match. So you go to 20%. So instead of going lower, we're going higher. So you get 20% in your third level, which is going to be wider than the first two levels combined. And on your fourth level, now I geek out and I'm a nerd when it comes to compensation structures, and I've been studying them for years. In the last 60 years of our industry, folks, I don't know why this is a statistic or how it happens or why it happens, what makes it be so, but this is what it is. Statistically, your fourth level will be your widest level, period. Okay, even if you go to 5, 6, 7, or 8, your widest level statistically in our industry is your fourth level. So we put another 20% there. So now think about this. You have fast track compensation. You have binary income, which is unlimited depth. But now with the matching bonuses, we give you the ability to go as wide as you want. When I say wide, to think of a unilevel within a binary structure. So you can have personals, personals, below personals, below personals to help them in unlimited depth with the binary income. But you get to check match your enrollment tree, which is fantastic. So you could go as wide as you want to go. So now you have unlimited depth and unlimited width. Now, this solves another issue as well, that in most cases when there's a binary program out there, folks, people are like, well, where are you going to place me? Are you going to put me in the power leg or the outside leg? Or are you going to put me in the inside leg or the pay leg? Or and there's all this dialogue and there's all this jargon, and where am I going to be becomes like the big issue. Well, what the matching bonuses do, because they're so powerful and so generous, it doesn't matter where you go. Because number one, guys, just between you and me and everybody on this call, where you are today is perfect. Because guess what? You get to be first this time. You guys get to be the first people in this deal. That's how it works. And so when you have a powerful matching bonus the way we do, you could literally, just on matching bonuses, hit your weekly caps of income, where it doesn't matter if all your people came in one leg. Now, I'm not suggesting that that's what you do, but I'm saying that even if it did, you could max out the comp plan just on the strength of the matching bonuses. And then our fourth bonus is our leadership bonus, okay? Our leadership bonus, folks, goes from Pro 1 to Pro 7. Now, Pro 1 and Pro 2, those are one-time bonuses of 50 and 200. That's a pat on the back. Hey, you did a great job. Keep it going. But from Pro 3 to Pro 7, you're going to be able to make an override of your enrollment tree volume. Okay? Spillover doesn't count for this one. This is enrollment tree only. So you get to do 1% at Pro 3, 1.5 at 4, 2% at 5, 2.5 at 6, and 3% at Pro 7. Now, what that means, folks, is that let's say you're a Pro 7, you're earning an additional 3% on enrollment tree volume, and you're qualified for the next when you hit it, you're qualified for the next 90 days. And so you need the visuals to really understand this, but this is powerful. This is so powerful because now you get to override the volume that you're already getting paid on three different ways already. And this is cool for the leaders because it really, makes you want to go out there and really plant your flag and start building this out, because you have an additional incentive to do so by overriding the volume that you're already getting paid on. So it's just a fantastic comp plan. Very, very simple, but very, very powerful. When you understand the Pro 7 comp plan fully and the 7 volume centers that come with it, and then that the matching bonuses allow you to make an additional $22,500 per week, which is $90,000 per month. And in one account, binary income only is $350,000. Your total potential with one account in our comp plan is $440,000. That if you do the math, now I'm not saying you're going to make this kind of money, guys. I'm just saying that's the potential. You can make $5,280,000 is I think what it works out to. Now, will everybody get there? No. Will some people? Absolutely. And guess what? You could be one of them. If you work this plan, you're going to make money. If you do nothing, you're going to make zero. And that's just the way our industry works. People get rewarded for what they do. But because this Pro 7, 7-volume center compensation plan is so powerful, it's the expression of the binary on steroids. And that's what we have here today, folks. So it's very, very dynamic.
Awesome, awesome, powerful. Well, let's see if we can open up for questions. Are you still there, Danny?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
I'm taking a little – look, I get so excited. I could go on and on, but, you know, I want to shut up for a minute and see. I don't know if I'm talking to myself because I couldn't hear any feedback.
Oh, no, awesome, man. So that's a potential of $5.2 million a year?
Absolutely. That's just one account. Just one position.
One account. Awesome. Hey, let's see if Ray Bird is out there. I know he had a question earlier. Ray Bird, building a huge team. One of Dr. Miller's, and Dr. Miller, by the way, out of all my years of networking, he has to be the most pleasant, and one of the most powerful people I've ever worked with. Just incredible. So, and I understand Rick Bird is one of his top people. So are you out there, Rick? I'm not sure what numbers so they can unleash you, but Pastor Hill, if you can look at the board and see if you can, there should be somebody trying to. I think you got to hit press one, Rick, to get into the host queue. So press one, that should open you up if you have a question, and then we'll see who else has a question. But let's give Rick a chance first.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The question that come up with some people I'm talking to is, when we go public and people want to buy coins, do they have to go through a member, or if they buy coins and want to join, how does that work?
Okay.
Or is the company going to sign them up? Or is the company going to sign them up?
No, the company doesn't sign up anybody. Okay, so that's the first thing that you need to understand. The company signs up nobody. Okay, and so far I've only touched three people, and it's just gone crazy. I haven't even called my people yet, and so this thing is phenomenal. But to answer your question, iPro Network does not compete with the field, nor do I. So absolutely not. The company doesn't sponsor anybody directly, okay? So, that being said, if somebody wants to purchase coins on the exchange, they can do so, okay? Which I'm not sure if that's your question or not, but this is information that's important for you to understand. You know, this is a real currency that's going to be on real cryptocurrency exchanges, not just on one. It's going to be on multiple exchanges in multiple parts of the world. Okay, just like Bitcoin. If you went to buy Bitcoin today, you can buy it, you know, wherever there's a cryptocurrency exchange that has Bitcoin within it. Now, Bitcoin is everywhere in every single one of them. But, you know, so if you want to purchase it, you can. But for people that want, and remember, the currency is the currency. The currency is not iPro Network. Okay, that's the first thing that you need to understand. There's a clear distinction that the currency is the currency, and nobody owns the currency. That's why at the beginning I wanted to make this a very clear point, is that this is completely decentralized, okay? This is a coin that belongs not to iPro Network. It belongs, just like any other currency out there, it belongs to whoever buys it, okay? And it's that simple. So just like nobody owns Bitcoin unless you bought it and it's in your Bitcoin wallet, Pro is the same way. Okay, completely decentralized, which means no entity, no government, no bank, no private interest group, or no one sole person has any control over that currency. Okay, so that's number one. Now, through the network, though, because as a vendor, okay, no different than the 4,500 retailers that are receiving and you know, are participating in this CoinBack rewards program, IPN happens to be one of those retailers that has a bounty set aside for them to be able to offer a CoinBack program that's never been heard of before at the rate of 100%. So people can buy the e-commerce training from us and then get the value of that as a reward, as a CoinBack reward, a minimum of 100% all the way to 110% if you buy the biggest package. So those extra premiums of 2 to 4 to 7 to 10% that are extra, you can't get those on the exchange. You can only get them through iPro Network. And secondly, you can't get the trainings if you go to the exchange and buy directly over there. So there's a lot of benefits of why people are going to come through an iPro Network representative to get their hands on it, or they're going to be using our free application to be able to earn them. Now remember, and this is something that I forgot to say, that every time you give that application away and somebody shops with it, whatever they earn, you make 10% just because you gave them a free app and they're shopping through your app. So that's that's phenomenal.
And also, Danny, if someone gets coins through the exchange, we're not going to make any money as representatives. So we want to make sure we guide people, as you mentioned, to get all the other bonuses, and then we in turn will be blessed as well.
Absolutely.
So Rick, does that,
So the exchanges are going to take care of themselves, because it's like, you know, it's a whole other world. The cryptocurrency world is a completely different world. And the people that are going to be, you know, doing the speculation game on the exchanges, they're going to do what they do, but we're going to do what we do. And what we do is to educate the masses. Because right now, in 7 years, the crypto world has done a lousy job of educating the consumer, because only 6% of the entire world population even knows it exists.
Wow. Hey, Rick, does that answer your questions?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All righty. Anybody else? Just hit one. Quickly, if you got a question, Danny's taking a lot of his precious time out, but we want to make sure. I know some of you guys got some questions, so please hurry. Just hit one. That'll put you in the queue where you can ask your question.
I have a question, Dr. Breakthrough, and Danny.
Hey, Bone Crusher.
Hey, when are you coming to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, man? We got some people here, a lot of people in Myrtle Beach.
Well, you know what? I'm excited. I'm a little intimidated with your name, but you know, if you promise not to hurt me if I don't do a good job, I can come right away.
Hey, we got a big event coming up June 17th and 18th. We'd love for you to come then. I'm working on a documentary, and we're gonna film. If you want to be part of the documentary, you're welcome. Dr. Breakthrough is coming, and Maurice is supposed to be coming as well. And we're going to have a lot of people coming.
Awesome.
I'm extending your an invitation to you. You did a great job tonight, and so glad that I'm part of the team.
I'd love to be there. And, this is in, did you say South Carolina? You said Myrtle Beach, South Carolina?
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, yes, sir.
Perfect. Would love to be there. I've been to South Carolina before. I don't think I've been there, but would love to come and network with you and fellowship with you, and heard a lot of good things about you guys. You guys are rocking and rolling. I'm just thrilled to be speaking with you. I mean, the things that you've done in your lifetime are just amazing. And I'm honored. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Anybody else? Dr. Miller, you got, what about Dr. Hopping? Any of his folks got any questions? Just press one. Awesome. Anybody else on a Friday night? Bunch of people on this call. Anybody else?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. Steve Shulin here.
Hey, Steve Shulin.
My question
Super
is,
Steve.
I went ahead and sent a wire transfer. A couple of weeks ago, but I hadn't heard back from the company. Should I have gotten something saying the payment has been received, you have an account, here's your link to sign people up at?
Well, that's an excellent question, Steve. And the short answer is yes and no. And yes, if it was traditional Freddie Vanilla, bread and butter type of sign up, but because you are part of a team that has done things a little bit differently, just a tad bit different because of the structure and the integrity and the honoring of the leadership and how this team came on board, things were done a little bit differently. So the short answer is yes and no. No, because of that circumstance, but we could definitely make sure that all of that is addressed for you. And I think the first step for you to do is to contact either Maurice or Sal, and they'd be able to give you clarity on that. But the short answer is, if you sent it to where the wire instructions were, you're going to be well taken care of. So I wouldn't worry about that one bit.
All right, thanks.
You're very welcome.
What a great call. Right. I appreciate all that we've been learning here tonight.
Awesome, Steve. We appreciate you, buddy. And great. We've got greater things coming, man, so thank you. Anybody else, quickly? Anybody else? Just press 1. They'll put you in the host queue if you got a question. This is the master distributor. He's sitting on top of it all, and he's been with the owner. The owner has personally been to his house many times. So if you got a question, you want to ask it now, my friend, ask it now, because we're about to put this in high gear here. So anybody else? All righty. Well, Danny, thank you very much. Again, appreciate your time again. And we want to follow up with Dr. Miller. We got a bunch of folks that they didn't get the message till a little late. So, like I said, we mentioned that next week sometime we'll try to do one more call with you. Of course, we still have Maurice and work with Sal on some of these calls. But won't you give out information? I know you do a webinar every Monday, and folks will be getting their website soon. They'll be able to see that in the back office under events. But I know you do a Monday webinar, and then there's a meeting, I think, in Irvine or something like that.
If you have anybody in the California area or can get to California tomorrow, we have our Irvine meeting at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the address is 9651 Irvine Center Drive, and we'll definitely, that's all the information of that is in the back office, and you can look at it under events. But it's 9651 Irvine Center Drive, and we're going to be doing a presentation at 10, followed by training after the presentation.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm not sure how far
guys,
Beverly...
And if I could just say this, you guys,
sure.
When you look at the website, we're releasing I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here, but we're going to be releasing something from a marketing standpoint within the next 24 hours, that is just going to knock your socks off. So be ready because it's going to be exciting. And that's what the training is about tomorrow in Irvine. And I know Sal and Maurice, they'll be sharing that with all of you tomorrow as well, or maybe even later tonight. Don't be surprised if you get a late call tonight. And because we have a marketing tool that I think you guys are going to really, really like.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Yeah, many of you also be on the lookout your website. You'll be getting information about your website here this weekend. So that's going to be great also. Let's see if anybody else has a question. If not, Danny, again, we want to say again, we appreciate your time, your vision, you're pouring out your heart and giving also just some great nuggets and powerful information that I believe is going to help equip people to go far.
Dr. Breakthrough, if I could just add one thing before we end the call here today, is guys, we have a window of opportunity of about 4 to 5 years, and we're going to see massive adoption of cryptocurrency.
So we have a window of 4 to 5 years to really, really capitalize to its fullest the opportunity that we have here today. So, and we need to take that seriously because it's going to happen with us or without us.
Well, we're going to, it's going to happen with us and we're going to make it happen even more. So awesome. Awesome. Hey, well, everybody, thank you very much. God bless you on the Friday night here. Thank you for dedicating part of your time. And again, Danny, thank you for your time as well. So folks, again, God bless you. Get back to whoever invited you on this call and get started, my friend, as I often say, because you don't want to be poor, P-O-O-R, passing over opportunities repeatedly. You want to position yourself so you can be rich, R-I-C-H, raking in cash happily, rich, raking in cash honestly, and rich, here's the best one, residual increase, compliments, happiness. God bless y'all. Thank you very much, Danny. And Bone Crusher, appreciate you, man, having this powerful call.
Good night. Thank you all very much.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Good night.